Let me get this straight, Carly said with a huge shit-eating grin on her face. You jumped on the poor man? You couldn't figure out anything else to do to try to save him than literally jumping on top of him? Shut up, Kenna grumbled with a small grin. I mean, it wasn't like I meant to land on him. I misjudged.
Apparently, Paolo said wryly as he leaned on the edge of the bar.
And they were seals? Asked Colleen, on duty behind the bar with Paolo. Yep, Kenna confirmed. I was running along the Ala Moana Park out by the Magic Island Lagoon, minding my own business, when I looked over and saw him floating face down in the ocean. I didn't think. I took off my shoes and shirt and jumped in to save him. But, as you all know, he didn't need saving. He was watching his friends under the water who were doing some sort of military training. I was embarrassed as hell and couldn't believe I'd actually done that.
I swear, that's like the best meet cute ever, Colleen said. What's a meet cute?
Paolo asked.
Seriously?
Colleen asked.
I wouldn't have asked if I wasn't serious,
Paolo returned. Kenneth smiled at her coworker's ribbing. She loved working at Duke's. The other waiters and waitresses were all pretty cool, and it felt like working with a large family rather than coworkers. The restaurant was located in the heart of Waikiki on Oahu and was pretty much always crowded. It was at the back of the Outrigger Waikiki Beach Resort, situated right on the beach. The restaurant was named after Duke Kahanamoku, who was a native Hawaiian, 6-time Olympic swimmer and water polo medalist, as well as the father of modern-day surfing. There were 3 of the restaurants in Hawaii and 3 in California, all well-known for their cocktails and decadent hula pie dessert. It was Friday night, which was always busy at the restaurant, and that meant great tips. A meet-cute, Colleen explained patiently, is when a guy and a girl meet in a super cute and unique way.
Marshall Alex Smart saw Kenna from across the restaurant as he walked toward their table. She was near the bar, laughing at something one of the bartenders said. He was struck immediately by her smile. He wanted to find out what was so funny, what had her looking so happy. That her? Jag asked as they arrived at a large circular booth. As Elodie and Lexi scooted around the table to sit in the middle, Alec nodded. She's cute. Alec whipped his head around to glare at his teammate. Jag simply laughed. Easy, tiger. I just didn't get a good look at her this morning. Besides, she looked different with wet hair.
Your waitress will be with you soon. There's a cocktail menu on the table, and we have wine as well as beer on tap. I highly recommend Duke's Blonde Ale, if that's your thing. Or a traditional Mai Tai, or perhaps a coconut mojito for an island flair. Aloha!
Alec didn't even look twice at the blonde woman as she walked away from their table. He only had eyes for one person. Here she comes, Pid said from next to him. Alec had already noticed Kenna walking toward the table with another woman. It didn't take a rocket scientist to see from their uniforms that both of them worked at the restaurant. Alec was confused for a split second, and he couldn't help but feel a small pang of disappointment that he obviously wasn't going to dine with her and get to know her as he'd planned.
Hi, I'm Carly. I'll be your waitress tonight, the smaller woman said.
And I'm Kenna. I was the woman who jumped on your friend this morning. Well, not jumped on him, but almost.
It was clear Kenna was nervous, but Elodie beat him to reassuring her. She stood up as best she could in the booth and reached her hand across the circular table.
It's so good to meet you, she gushed. When Scott came home this morning and told me what happened, I could seriously picture it in my head. And I swear, that's something I would have done,
Lexi said with a wide grin. She shook Kenna's hand as well. Kenna smiled at them both.
Thanks, but it was so embarrassing. I'm sure poor Marshall was wondering what the hell was going on. One second he was supervising all you guys, and the next there was a huge splash and I was there.
Alex slowly stood and held out his hand. Kenna smiled shyly up at him, and he couldn't help but notice how smooth and soft her hand was when he shook it. His own was covered in calluses from his job and working out. I was surprised for sure, he told her. But once I realized what had happened, I was impressed. Not many people would do what you did.